Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Harmony. This is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line.
Hey.
Great. And do you have time now?
I do. I'm sorry. I ran over and got distracted.
That's totally fine. And then, so is it okay if we just start at the beginning so it's all on one call?
Okay. Either or. I was like, or we could start at the social. I know we went through, but I don't mind answering again.
Okay. And then, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
I do not have an attorney.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Correct.
Okay. And then this claim is on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
This is myself.
Okay. Thank you. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry to hear that again. When were you first diagnosed with a meningioma?
I was diagnosed September
20th, 2023. 2023, okay. And then what is your date of birth?
March 2nd, 1995.
March 2nd, 1995. Thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Thank you. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera shot?
Not to my knowledge.
Thank you. And did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, the equivalent to 4 injections?
Yes.
Thank you. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 to the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Thank you. And when did you first start taking Depo Provera?
I started taking Depo Provera my senior year, February 2013.
Thank you. And when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
So I stopped receiving the injections by the second week of April 22.
Okay. So April, the second week, is it okay to just put the 8th?
Yeah, or like the 14th. I know it was like the middle of the kind of second week, middle of the month.
Okay, 14th of April, 2022. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I just remember it was the second week.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
H-A-R-M-O-N-Y.
Thank you. And how do I spell your last name?
B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Thank you. And then do you have a suffix to your name or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
I can give you my last four, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. It's 3582.
Thank you. Okay. And what is a good email address for you?
You could use Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, the letter N, Coco, C-O-C-O, 9523@gmail.com.
Okay. 9523 or just 23?
No, just 23. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. 23@gmail.com. And then it's Chanel, the letter N as in Nancy, and then coco23@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on that ends in 5090, is this the best contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Thank you. And then what is the best mailing address for you?
186 South Front Street.
How do I spell that? Is it H-U-N-T?
South and then front, as in front.
Oh,
front.
Okay, South Front Street. And what city and state are you in?
I am in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. Okay, and is the zip code 43215?
Yes.
Thank you. And is the street number just 186, or is there also a building or apartment number?
No, that's the building, and then my apartment number is 311.
Thank you, 311. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
The doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Matthew Atkins.
Matthew Atkins. And where did Dr. Matthew Atkins practice out of?
He contracted it out of, I know it was a hospital in Columbus.
Okay. Columbus, Ohio. Okay. I see a Matthew Allen Atkins.
Yes. That's
okay. Him. Okay, and I see his general practice on East Town Street in Columbus, Ohio. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, and was he also the treating doctor?
For my Depo-Vera or for my surgery?
For the surgery.
So for the surgery, the doctor's name is Christian Bonasso, and he's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Where did Dr. Christian practice out of?
I'm sorry?
What facility did Dr. Christian practice out of?
The Ohio Grant Medical Center.
Ohio Grant Medical Center. Thank you. Okay, and then what was Dr. Atkins the prescribing doctor, the diagnosing doctor, or both?
Yeah, he was the one who gave me my shots and everything, and then Dr. Christian did, like I said, he did my surgery.
Okay, and who was the one that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Dr. Christian.
Okay, Dr. Christian, okay. And then, let's see, and where did you see Dr. Christian at again?
Ohio Health Medical Center, Ohio Health Grant Medical Center.
Okay, Ohio Health. Okay. And they're on South Grant Ave?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And then what pharmacy were you prescribed the Depo-Provera? Was it at where Dr. Atkins practiced out of?
It was a CVS.
A CVS, okay. CVS, yeah. In what city?
Columbus. I know it was the one off of Neal Avenue.
Neal Ave, okay. Thank you. Okay, and do you have copies of your medical records at home?
I can get them. I'm not sure if they may be at home, but I can call for them.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, and then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, you sure can.
Okay. And what is their name?
It could be Ashley.
Okay.
Jones.
Mm-hmm. Jones.
And then her number is 380-249-6968.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your relationship with Ashley Jones?
She is my sister. Step-sister, but sister.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then, let's see. And if you're able to, for medical records, when you get a copy, are you able to provide them mail, electronically, or both, if needed?
I can do both, if needed.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Then, let me just re-verify that I have the correct information. I have your first name spelled H-A-R-M-O-N-Y.
Yes.
Last name B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Yes.
Okay. I have the last four of your social as 3582.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your email, canelncoco23@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And I have your date of birth as March the 2nd, 1995.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have your address as 186 South Front Street, Columbus, Ohio, apartment 311.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. Give me 1 second. Let me just populate them. Okay. Okay, I just sent them over. Let me know when you see a text come through that says Jeanette Butler.
It.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then there will be a link there. Are you driving right now?
No.
Okay, there will be a link there. It'll open the documents up. Go ahead and open them, and let me know if anything is misspelled or incorrect.
Okay.
Okay.
The documents have been...
The apartment number won't populate on those documents, but it is in the intake, so you won't see that. Just letting you know.
Continue. Please sign. I agree. Is this just, I just got a sign, right?
Yep. So then you'll press start and it'll take you to your first signature field. You'll either press select style or draw your signature and then press adopt and sign.
Okay. Is this kind of just everything that we went over what I'm signing?
Uh-huh. Yep. And then there's a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form so that the attorneys can request medical records as well.
Okay.
And then they will also be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks. They won't be able to start the process of pulling medical records until they're able to speak with you and verify from you that it's okay to start the process.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time? I was kind of reading and signing.
Oh, that's okay. So the attorneys, Pulaski Law, will be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
They're not going to be able to start the process until they verify with you that they have your verbal permission to pull medical records. And at that point is when they may request the full social, and they'll provide you with a way to send that if you aren't comfortable with giving it over the phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I have sent the documents. I signed them over.
Perfect. And I will also send you a text message with their number. If you don't hear from them within 2 weeks, either send me a text and I'm happy to transfer you over to them, or you can give them a call yourself directly, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll call them.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that text over shortly. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Likewise, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.